getting excited about this sermon, this moment, that we're going to need it when we need it. You may not need it this week, you may not need it this month, but before the year's end, I'm going to need this sermon. So, just keep it in your refrigerator and pull it out. In 2013, there was something done that has never been done before. As a matter of fact, it was tried over numerous occasions, but was not successful. You can say, Pastor, what was that? A 64-year-old lady, her name was Diana Nayel, swam from Havana, Cuba, to the Key West, Florida.
Oh, yeah.
It took her 52 years to achieve the impossible. From Havana, Cuba, to Key West, Florida. Never got out of the water. 103 miles for 53 hours. You know, she swam longer than some of us work. I don't know about you, but I can't walk up and down Polk Street without wanting to stop every now and then. And talk back to me if you can. But the unique thing about this adventure is she made that swim without the protection, watch this, from shark. She swam in shark-infested waters without the protection of a shark cage. Listen, if you're going to accomplish anything in this life, y'all need to hear me.
Yes.
It won't happen quickly. It's going to be a journey. Because accomplishing anything in this life, it takes time. Am I right about it? She didn't just say, I'm just going to jump in the water and swim to Florida. She had to train. She would move to a place where the waters are comfortable, where she had to swim in as she was swimming. But here's why I really want to focus on this, lady. It took her 35 years, instead of 35 years, to accomplish something that she started 35 years ago. She started in a regiment. She swam for an hour in the first day, and then she started swimming for 2 hours, and she swam 4 hours, and she swam 10 hours. Y'all get it, don't you? But that's not how our culture is today. We want everything to happen right now. We really don't understand that life is filled with ups and downs. There will be some good days and some bad days. You think every day ought to be sunny and shining, and you can hold in and skip up down, skip tip up and down Polk Street like it's a fairy tale ending. But can I tell you, you're going to have some days when the storm of life will hit you and it will disrupt the very core of your Christianity. And you're going to want to throw in the towel and say, why am I going through this? Because is it worth it? I wish I had some beautiful. I'm doing the right thing. I'm walking right, but I'm still going through hell and high water. Listen, I wish I could prophesy to you and tell you that your day's going to be great. You know, every day you're going to be filled with happiness. And there were some days that I didn't want to be married to my wife sometimes. And that's some days she didn't want to be married to me. I see y'all looking at me. But we thank God that we didn't have the same feeling on the same day.
All right.
All I'm trying to say is it's going to be some season in your life where you're going to wait. You're going to want to wait and quit. But you got to learn how to take a lick and then keep on ticking. We're living in a culture where people don't like something, they'll just quit. I don't like my job, I'm going to quit. I don't like the boss, he made me mad, I quit. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. I think you quit on everything. If your husband or your wife or don't get along, you want to quit. Somebody ain't said amen. But don't you know life doesn't spin on your axle? You gotta learn how to endure, because you will never. achieve anything in life if you just quit. You got to learn how to live. Live when it's raining. You got to learn how to live when it's, the sun is shining. You got to say to yourself, whatsoever state I'm in, I've learned how to be. If you want power, how many know that you got to have a part? If you got to have a part, that means you got to cultivate it. And if you're a child of God, and anything that happens to you in your life, you are living on the other side. You must cultivate yourself with the word of God. This woman models our text. And the writer, who's nobody knows who he was, who's unknown, is writing to some Jews who have converted to Christianity. They have encountered some troubling waters, and now they just want to quit. That's what the whole book of Hebrews is talking about. He's telling them, don't stop, don't turn around, keep on going, keep on pressing. Yeah, you're going to have some trouble. Yes, you're going to have some ups and downs, but don't let that stop you. You're going to be talked about. You're going to be criticized. You're going to have things they're going to say about you, but you don't let that stop you. Don't let it deter you. Keep on going. Yeah. Now the chapter starts out with the word therefore. Now, when you see that word therefore, you need to ask yourself, what is it for? What is it there for? Therefore is there for continuing on with what he was talking about previously in chapter 11. That whole chapter in chapter 11 is dealing with faith. Yeah. He's talking about some people of faith who believed in their faith and trusted in God even when they didn't get to see their faith come to fruition. He said Abel lived by faith, and he offered God a sacrifice that was better than Cain's. This is in chapter 11. Enoch didn't see death because he pleased God by walking by faith. Noah walked by faith, even when people talked about him and laughed at him because he was preaching the flood was coming and it never came. But he was divinely warned of things not yet seen because of his faith. Come on. Abraham, a well-to-do man, lived in a gated community, a big house on the hill, and God told him to pack up and move to a land unbeknownst to him because of his faith. Sarah received strength, 75 years of strength, so that she could conceive a child at 75 years old by faith. By faith, Moses led the people of God to the promised land that he never got a chance to see. By faith, the wall of Jericho fell down after the people of God suffered around in 7 days. By faith, the rehab did not perish with those who died. And let's go on and on and on. All of these people who lived by faith, and some of them never got to see the promise. But yet they endured and kept on going. And then that's when he gets to chapter 12. Yeah, it's right there. Y'all got y'all Bibles? I said y'all Bibles. I'm encouraging you. Bring your Bibles to church. You need to start doing it. Watch it. Therefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. And since we got all of these people in chapter 11 who lived their lives and held on to their faith as an example to us so that we too can live our life. Listen, we're talking to people. He's talking to me and he's talking to you. Even though he's preaching to the Jews, I'm telling y'all something. I like those feel like quitting. Me. I like me. Sometimes I feel like quitting. Y'all don't want to hear this. You know, I could be sitting outside in my own comfort of my own house, preaching and praising God where at least I got an audience. At least I got an audience. Birds will be chirping. Squirrels running up and down the tree. Dogs barking. And if they don't listen to me, I can just get up. But can I be honest? Yeah. It's true. It's true. It's discouraging sometimes. It's frustrating sometimes. Especially when you are taught the word of God and you walk out of here and do whatever you want to do anyhow. And then your finances is all jacked up. Your marriage is falling apart. And you're walking around all jacked up. And I told you what to do, but you won't do it now. That's discouraging to me. You picked the wrong Sunday to come visit. Even in your heart, it's not a sin. You